This is The Gardening Show
with Master Gardener Bob Harris
on WESB.
Presented by Worth W. Smith Hardware.
Call the show 368-WESB.
That's 368-9372.
And welcome to The Gardening Show. Looks like it's going to be a nice day today, Bob, to do some work outside.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does. I'm Igor. He's the Master Gardener Bob Harris, and you heard the intro. The phone lines are always open for you, 368-9372. We're on Facebook Live, facebook.com/WESB1075. And if you'd like to email us, you can do that too, garden@WESB.com. Take it away, Bob. What do you got
today? Okay. I want to tell everybody there's still plenty of time to start a garden. And I've talked about this in the past years, that even some of my best gardens, I didn't really start till July 4th. And I'm talking about vegetable and flower gardens. So there's still plenty of time. There's still plenty of material out there to purchase. Keep that in mind. You know, don't say, well, it's too late now, because it's not. But I want to talk about the weather a little bit.
All right.
This has been quite a spring so far. And I can remember my years at Pitt some years I had to water a lot, even every day, one of the beds out there. And then there was some years that I rarely had to water. And that's one of the things that, you know, us gardeners always got to be prepared for. Every year is going to be different, probably. So we always got to be prepared for what Mother Nature throws at us. You know, so keep that in mind. You know, watch the weather real close. It's been very, very dry. As a matter of fact, if you've been out in your yard, you've probably even noticed how the ground is even cracking open because it's so dry. Now, that changes a lot of things for us, especially in the flower and vegetable garden. They do need a lot of water. Most of those are tropical plants that are used to and demand a lot of water. So be prepared there. There's a lot of different ways to water. You can just water with a watering can, with your hose. There's soaker hoses, a lot of different ways. But when you do water, especially when it's so dry, that you really soak the garden. Don't just give each plant a little splash. Because a lot of that water can get wicked away into dry areas. So really water heavily when it's dry. Spend some time, really soak the plants. Maybe even do it twice a day, even if you have to really get the ground good and wet and soaked.
See, I never know when's too much.
Oh, when it starts to puddle on the surface. When you start developing puddles, that's too much water.
Well, then it's too late.
Well, no, no.
No,
This time of year and this year, it's not going to be.
With the lack of rain right now, you can't overdo it.
Yeah, okay. You can't, really. So let me touch on the lawn a little bit.
Because mine's not looking good, Bob.
No, none of us are.
A little brown.
Not a big concern. Grass, it'll go dormant and turn a little brownish this time of year when it's so hot and dry. It isn't dying. I have to tell you that. It's not dying.
I always thought it was dead when it was brown, but it's dormant, you say.
It's just dormant.
Oh.
It does the opposite of most plants. Most plants go dormant in the winter. Grass does not go dormant in the winter. It even grows a little bit in the winter. But we call it a cool crop. It likes it when it's cool and wet. So when it's hot and dry, it just goes to sleep. And not to be concerned, because it can go through several weeks, 4, 6, even 8 weeks of this hot, dry before any damage is really done. And then when the rains do come or the heavy dews, it'll green right back up and look great again. But a few things, you know, try to stay off it with your mower, you know, try not to damage it, because when you cut the blades, you're also releasing some more water, so it's a little stressful on your grass. So, try to stay off it there. But if you see those weeds starting to flower, mm-hmm. do cut those off. So sometimes you got to mow whether you want to or not. But if you can, leave it alone. And fertilizing. This is real key this year. Don't fertilize a dry plant. A chemical reaction can occur because of the negative ground or positive ground, negative water, so on. I can't explain the whole thing technically, but I do know it happens. I've seen it happen. Your plant can get electrocuted.
Whoa.
By fertilizing a dry plant because of the chemical reaction that's going to occur. So if you're going to fertilize, first wet your plant, even the day before. Give it a good wetting. Then the next day, you can fertilize safely. And fertilizer is extremely important to all those plants we've bought to be successful with a plant, you've got to fertilize them. They're all, again, tropical plants. They grow very, very fast, and so they do need a lot of food to keep going. So don't fertilize a dry plant. Wet it the day before or the night before, and then you can safely fertilize it the next day. I got a lot of things I want to talk about. I'm wondering where to go first.
Well, I'd say start at the beginning. That's always a good place.
Okay. I talked about that plenty of time to start a garden and all about the rain, and the dryness. Pollinators. It's getting real, real popular to plant a pollinator garden. And that's great. I think it's great. But be aware that pollinator gardens will attract a lot of butterflies. Butterflies are good. But at one stage of their life, they're caterpillars. Yeah. And caterpillars eat leaves.
Oh, no.
Now, that's just one of the drawbacks. And not to be concerned. They're not going to eat a plant to death.
Okay.
So just be prepared, when you plant that pollinator garden or pollinator plants, that you are going to attract butterflies, you are going to have some caterpillars, and there's going to be some damage.
They're just going to nosh a little bit on the leaves,
Just accept it, be tolerant. That's just the nature of things. So don't be concerned. Do plant those pollinator gardens. All our pollinators need help. So just be tolerant of that. I've talked about it before, but I want to touch on it again. Everybody should be growing a little bit of lettuce in their garden or pot or window box. It'll grow just about anywhere because of the health benefits with lettuce that you grow. Big agriculture, where most of our lettuce comes from in our stores, and I'm not bad-mouthing grocery stores. I think they're great, but most of the lettuce comes from California and these huge fields where they've been growing lettuce for years and years, and they have to do special things to get that lettuce to market, to store to us in a hurry. So they use about 600 pounds per acre of chemicals, whether it be fertilizers, insecticides, fungicides, all those things they have to use to get that lettuce to grow nice, to send to that store. And, of course, the plant's going to absorb some of it. And it's not going to kill us, not going to even make us sick. But if we grow our own lettuce at home and be a little tolerant of a few holes in the leaf and not looking perfect like it is in a store, we are going to get a lot more benefit. Tests have been run that the lettuce that you buy in a store, they call the nutrient level bricks.
Bricks,
the level of bricks. And through a grocery store, I don't remember the exact number, but a head of lettuce in the grocery store may have a bricks amount of, say, 4, 5, 6, around in there.
Hmm.
That lettuce that you grow at home in your own soil without a lot of chemicals, except a little fertilizer now and then, can have up to a 14 or 15 count of bricks.
Holy moly.
And they have a little microscope, handheld microscope. They can judge that amount in there. And that's going to be a lot more nutritious for you than the one you buy in the store. And it's, again, so easy to grow at home in a pot, any container, window box, in the ground, wherever you want to grow it, it's so beneficial. And it's pretty rewarding to just go outside your door and harvest something and bring it in and put it on your plate and eat it and say, I grew this. And but knowing that I'm getting a lot more benefit from this than I am from the store-bought one. So keep that in mind. Back to the dry weather here again.
Yes, it is.
Weeding. All gardeners have to weed all the time. It's near impossible to pull a weed when the soil's dry and hard. You're not going to get the roots out 99% of the time.
Because it's stuck under there and it'll break off?
Yes, yeah. It will. So it's going to come back. So again, really, the day before you're going to weed, excuse me, push the button, huh?
There's a little cough button right there. You see how that works there?
So the day before you're going to weed, wet the garden, really soak it, and then your weeding will be a lot more successful. The weeds will pull out roots and all. That watering loosens up all the soil particles, separates them, and that makes it much easier to weed then. Don't bother weeding when it's hot and dry, the soil. Wet it down, really soak it before you're going to weed. You'll have a lot more success that way.
I always find it very frustrating that weeds don't care if it's wet or dry. They grow anyway. Why doesn't grass do that?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of a benefit not to have to mow every 5 days here.
That's true. Well, but unless you have too many weeds like me, because then the weeds grow right up away.
Yeah. Well, yeah, some weeds do enjoy the dry. So I brought some plants along today.
I see you brought show and tell. You have, they're all green today.
Yes. These are all herbs.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to talk about herbs. Herbs are extremely easy to grow.
They are.
Yes, they
are.
Well,
that's right up my alley. We'll talk about it. We'll get to the show and tell right after we thank our sponsor at Worth W. Smith, and we'll take a phone call as well.
We'll be right
back in 30 seconds right here on The Gardening Show on B107.5 FM.
Is your lawn looking a little brown and ragged? They have what you need at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. You'll find many options in the line of garden hoses, sprinkler heads, and fertilizers to turn that lawn back to the lush green carpet that we all love. But why stop there when you see the variety of decorative stone pavers, mulch, railroad ties, and landscape timbers? Let their staff at Worth W. Smith help you turn your backyard into the oasis you're looking for. If you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company Hardware in Bradford.
And welcome back to The Gardening Show on B107.5 FM and AM 1490. Well, we had a phone caller. They heard us take a break. They hung up. But, hey, we are here for you. So if you'd like to call back, 368-9372, 814-368-9372. We'll get you to the studio here. And you can ask Bob anything you'd like about the garden.
Yeah, please do.
And we do have herbs here.
Herbs.
We're going to talk about
what
you brought today.
And the first one I'm going to talk about is chives.
Okay.
Chives. These are great. Easy to grow. They multiply. They will come back year after year. One thing about them is they tend to spread a bit. They can end up in our lawn here and there. Of course, they look like lawn, so they're really not a big problem. But chives.
And they smell good when you cut the grass, too, if they do go in the lawn.
They do.
I love that onion smell.
They do. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's going to help deter some of the bugs, too. Bugs really hate the smell of chives. Or onions and garlic.
Mm.
So that's one. That's a great one, easy one to grow.
Hey, Bob, you want to pause for a phone call?
Well, sure.
Sure, all right. Hey, good morning. You're on the air on The Gardening Show.
Hi, good morning. I just have a question about the lettuce. There's lettuce being sold, I think, locally that's hydroponically grown.
Yes.
Now, would that have any of these things on it?
No. No, I know that guy. I've seen his operation, Ben Grice, and his lettuce is super nutritious.
Oh, good to know.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I can't say enough about his operation.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so don't need the dirt necessarily, hydroponics?
Hydroponics, the way Ben has been growing it for a few years now and how he grew it in the past, he has got it down to a science.
Neat.
And his greenhouses are so well protected. There is no disease. There's no insects in there. So he doesn't even have to spray or add chemicals. His lettuce is great. I can't say enough about it.
All right. Well, there you go. So we're talking about herbs. They're incredibly easy, you say.
Incredibly easy, yeah. And we can grow them outside or we can grow them inside, either way. Another one I want to talk about, I got to look at the name here, lemon balm. You know, become very popular because it's an easy to grow plant and it's an insect repellent and it's got that lemon scent in it. Insects really hate citrus. So this is a great one, and it can be kind of pretty. So lemon balm, that's another one.
Does that spread like the chives did?
Yeah, it does, but...
Or do all herbs tend to do that?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
They could get a little wild if you don't, you know, watch out.
They can,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, if you can contain them, that's a great thing to do. One of my favorites... And my wife's is dill.
Okay.
This is a great one in cooking. And I will say with a lot of the herbs, too, you know, you can harvest them and then you hang them kind of upside down to dry out. And they're good for a long, long period of time, for a whole year at least, you know.
Wow.
So you can have herbs even right through the winter, even though they're not growing outside. So dill, a great one.
On the other side over there, so it's okay. Closer to the camera. Yeah, there you go.
Great for pollinators, too.
Really?
The dill is, yeah. A lot of the caterpillars like to feed on it to get their share, but don't worry, they'll continue to grow. And with the dill, you know, they'll even, if you leave a few of the flower heads on there, they'll produce seed. You can save them seeds and plant them the next year.
Okay.
Let's see. What do I got here? Tarragon. Okay, I'm going to talk about three plants. Tarragon, rosemary. I'll dig them out one by one. Tarragon, great one for cooking. Nice looking plant, easy to grow herb, but likes to be dry. Likes to be dry. Most herbs, you know, you're going to water, especially this year daily, but tarragon, you're not going to. It likes to be dry, so don't plant that in an area close to plants that you're watering all the time. As a matter of fact, if you can, and what I like to do with some of these, I like to plant them on kind of a little mound so the water runs off quickly, and you'll have a lot more success because if it remains in wet soil for very long, it'll start to rot. That's tarragon.
Okay.
Another one in that same category is going to be, I think this is lavender. Yeah, lavender. Everyone likes lavender, the smell of lavender. And again, you know, you can harvest bits of it and keep it for a long, long time. You can stuff some in your pillow. It'll help you sleep better, the lavender scent. But it likes to grow in dry conditions. I had a chance to visit a lavender farm a few years back, and all the lavender there is planted on high mounds. These mounds even were about a foot high because it really likes good drainage, and it likes to or doesn't like to have what we call wet feet or wet roots. It likes to be in dry, sunny conditions.
I smell that all the way over here now.
Oh, can you?
Since you just got that up. Yep.
Yeah, and it's another one of those insect repellents, or rabbit and woodchuck and all that kind of repellent. So lavender, and it's a perennial. You this will last for years. Wow. If you've got given it the right growing conditions, and it'll flower, beautiful purple flowers on it. So lavender.
Are these all perennials or?
No, they're not all perennials.
Okay.
The dill is, the dill is not, it's not.
Okay.
The chives are, lemon balm, I've never seen that become a perennial. Tarragon, that's not going to be a perennial.
Okay.
But lavender is a perennial.
Okay, that's good to know. I know the chives are because I have those, and boy, we enjoy that. Although we saw there was a little, there were five baby bunnies in our in our chive pot this year. If we have one of those planters that look like a log, you know, it's an artificial log on the ground.
Neat.
Oh, yeah, there was a rabbit's nest in there. Right in the chives. Oh, well.
So I'll talk about a couple more perennials. I think this is catnip.
Really?
Yeah, catnip. A fun one to grow. That's a true perennial, but really spreads quite quickly. Let me hand it
to you. Is it like that's the same, like catnip, is it just a nickname? Or is that really what you give cats?
Yeah, that's really what you give cats.
I had no idea.
Yeah. But very similar to...
it kind of smells minty a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, minty.
Huh.
Yeah, just like mint would be. Both of those can spread quite rapidly, but they do produce pretty flowers. So it's a real easy one and a great one to grow in the garden.
What color flowers?
They're purplish, too.
Okay.
Now, you may attract the neighbor's cat, too.
Right, yeah.
So be aware of that.
Put some foil around it.
Yeah, yeah.
The cats hate foil.
A fun one to grow, you know, and you get that neat color, it's kind of a grayish leaf, is sage. Mm. Sage used in a lot of cooking. And can be a perennial. Can be. Not always, but can be. So, you know, a lot of these herbs are going to be perennials. So that even makes it better. They can come back year after year and even multiply. Sage, a great one for the kitchen garden. Mm-hmm. Or if you just want a plant with that look. Also, flowers, very pretty flower.
4 minutes left in the show.
Oh, okay. One of my favorites, thyme. And this one's creeping thyme. Gets nice little tiny blossoms, beautiful scent, true perennial. Will spread. If those people that are having a rough time on a bank or something like that, you know, rough area, thyme is a great one. Again, doesn't like to be wet all the time. So great one for those wet areas. Thyme.
Mm-hmm.
This is the mint. And this one.
Oh, that's mint.
Yeah, this is mint. You make tea with it.
That says chocolate mint on it.
Yeah, it's a different kind of mint.
Oh,
yeah.
Neat.
Good eye. can spread quite rapidly, so just be aware of that. True perennial. Let's see. Oregano, another great one.
Mm.
Good perennial. And all these herbs, too, you know, I want to say the more you cut them, the better off you'll be. Don't let them grow, because sometimes those old leaves don't have the flavor you want. You want new, fresh leaves. So don't be afraid to cut them a lot. Leave some there to regrow. Then you'll have nice, fresh, highly scented leaves.
You could put that on the other side so the camera could see it,
okay,
too.
We're running out of room here.
What's that?
Parsley. Here's two different kind of parsley.
Oh.
The Italian parsley and the curled parsley. They're both the same flavor, and these are not perennials. Sometimes they will come back, but quite often they won't. But these are a great one to have to flavor your food or just garnish your food. Parsley.
There you go.
And
last but not least.
Yep, basil.
Oh, okay.
Basil, not a perennial, but a great one to grow in the garden. And again, extremely important that as it gets taller and taller, cut off those tops. It'll get bushier. Those nice, fresh, new leaves are the ones you really want.
Now, see, those leaves look different to me because they're a little bit more, I don't know, wrinkly or so?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just how it looks.
That's just how it looks. Okay. Yeah.
See, with a new person like me, like that's not used to planting.
Oh.
And I would be like, oh, geez, they're getting wrinkly. They're wilting. I need to water it. Number one problem that gardeners have, right? Overwatering.
Yep. Overwatering, yep.
So good to know what they are supposed to look like.
But this one will take a little bit of water. Mm-hmm. You don't want this one to dry out.
Yeah.
And you don't want it to keep growing because those leaves lose their flavor. They can even become tart. You want those nice, new, fresh leaves. So that's a great one to have, basil, in the garden.
Wonderful. All right. Great information. And we had a nice phone call today as well. And we'll have this up. Well, it's on Facebook Live, so you could check out the show there. Thanks so much for coming in. We'll be back next week at 8:30. Same time, same channel. Gardening show right here on B107.5 FM. Have a great weekend, Bob.